you see a lot of red and orange, right? Those are the colors of Pentecost. And Pentecost, as you learned in your lessons, was a celebration that was taking place in Jerusalem, and the disciples had gathered there. Now, this was a time when they were scared because Jesus, their leader, had been persecuted and crucified. They were nervous, and they were kind of in hiding. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and picture us sitting here right after you declare your faith, and you notice the windows start rattling, and pretty soon the place starts shaking, and all of a sudden there's this whoosh that sounds like a freight train, and you're thinking tornado? No. All of a sudden, orange and red come streaming in and land on top of each of your heads like a fire. That's what happened to these disciples. The Holy Spirit landed on each of them. And then they realized that they were speaking all different languages. How cool is that? We're celebrating that today because what is happening is the Holy Spirit, this is a recognition that the Holy Spirit has empowered each of you, just like these early disciples. Let me tell you a little bit about my own story. I knew probably when I was about your age that I should be a pastor. But everybody in my family said, no, women can't be pastors, right? So I went into radio, as one does, and did something else with my life. But what I didn't realize is that the Holy Spirit does not call the equipped. God equips the called. You have been given gifts and graces, and any time that you are going to speak about God in faith to anyone in your life, the Holy Spirit will empower you to do these things, and you will discover, as a child of God, leaning on the arms of Christ, that you have more ability and power than you yourself could possibly have. You guys, God is working in and through you. And I hope that you will feel, just as the disciples did, that Holy Spirit, that fire moving within you. And it's your job now to go out and use your flame to light others' flames, to be a light in the world. As I mentioned before, and as Lisa has told you, this is not the end of your journey. This is the beginning of your journey. This is like getting your driver's license. You know, you study, 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 and you practice, practice, practice. When you pass your driver's test, you don't just go, okay, well, that was great. Now you start driving a car. This is the beginning of your journey as a member of the household of Christ with responsibilities. You get to go and be Christ in the world. Use that power of the Holy Spirit within you to do more than you could ever think or imagine. Amen. And I'm proud of each of you.